Support for Up to Date is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community. Here, where it matters.
It's Monday, May 25th, and the start of another week here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Happy Memorial Day. I'm Kat Bolas, and I'm in for your up-to-date host, Sarah Cinto. Today on Up to Date, with Memorial Day as the unofficial start of the summer, we have a story about sunscreen. Also, PennDOT recently awarded $74 million in TASA grants to 72 projects in 38 counties. That's across the state. And those projects will improve community resources and public accessibility. Find out how transportation alternative projects in Northeast and North Central PA will benefit from those grants. But first, on this Memorial Day, a story about the long-lasting effects of war, in this case, World War II. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall reports.
Just before Rita Hynoski died, she told her daughter there was a box under the bed. As the family mourned, Deborah Hynoski Bernetti found the box. Inside were nearly 300 letters, most in their original envelopes. The letters chronicled her parents' love story, from friends to sweethearts to husband and wife. They answered questions Deborah long had about her father, who died when she was six. Joseph Hynoski contracted malaria while serving as a medic in New Guinea during World War II. He died from the disease's long-lasting effects nearly two decades later.
You take one person that had to deal with the war. Everyone is affected all around them. And in our case, it was for generations to come.
Deborah published a book this month about her family's story. The book also explains how the family's oldest son, Joe Jr., worked to support his mother and siblings. He pulled a couple plain pizzas from the 450-degree oven last week. Customers can smell the pies from the sidewalk outside Joe's Pizza in Nanticoke. Joe Jr. began working in a pizza shop at the age of seven. He's now 80. A copy of his younger sister's book sits on the counter. His childhood wasn't easy.
It made me stronger in all my ways of life.
For Deborah, the book serves as a way to honor her family. She hopes the book makes people think about how war can impact a family for generations.
With Memorial Day, every person, every name on every one of those memorials and monuments, there's a story there.
Reporting from Nanticoke, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
For more on the Hynoski family story, including how to purchase the book, visit WVIA.org. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering adding a new ingredient to sunscreen products for the first time since 1999. Philadelphia dermatologists hope that the new ingredient could expand options for sun protection. For WVIA, Nicole Leonard has more.
The FDA is currently reviewing safety and efficacy data for bemotrizinol. It's a sunscreen ingredient that's already being used in products across Europe, Asia, and Australia. Penn Medicine dermatologist Dr. Joanna Walker says sunscreen is one of the best tools we have in preventing skin cancer, but only about 13% of Americans use it daily, according to national surveys. Walker says this new product, which has a strong safety profile and rarely causes skin irritation, could help change that.
It has a better protection in a range of UVA that we haven't had. It has better stability, so it's likely to last longer with protection. I think it's a really, really important step in what we're offering for skin cancer prevention.
The FDA could issue final approval of bemotrizinol as early as this summer.
13 communities and organizations in Northeast and North Central PA were awarded $16.6 million in funding from PennDOT. The grants will fund projects defined as transportation alternatives, so think trails, streetscapes, and sidewalks. The Rail Trail Council of NEPA will upgrade 4 miles of its D&H trail from Ararat Township to Thompson in Susquehanna County. Here's Lynn Conrad. She's the council's executive director.
That area is very scenic. It's not just a straight old flat rail bed. It's a little more interesting.
The Lackawanna Heritage Valley Authority will bridge a North Scranton neighborhood to its heritage trail.
So this would be the impetus of creating the additional spur trails off of the trail so that you'll be able to access more and more neighborhoods and more people will have access to recreational opportunities.
That's Owen Warsbit. He's the authority's director of operations. And in Pittston, a streetscape project will improve the junction section of the city. Here's Mayor Mike Lombardo.
Back in the day, it was very productive. There were restaurants, there were bars there, there were a couple antique places. This will be a rebirth of that section of the city.
The funding is through PennDOT's 2025 Transportation Alternatives Set Aside Program. It's called TASA, and it's funded through the Federal Highway Administration's Surface Block Grant Program. For a full list of grants and projects, visit WVIA.org. Before I wrap up to date, I feel obligated to tell you that the rain will stop on Thursday and that the weekend looks really nice. Enjoy your Memorial Day, and thank you to all those who served, especially those who made the ultimate sacrifice. That's all for me today. Sarah will be back tomorrow. I hope I got you up to date. Make sure to subscribe to Up to Date wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to tune in.